Hey, what people are saying, by the way, about a new music service that is now available in the United States is Yahoo. No, it's not Yahoo. It's actually something called Spotify. And with us right now on the line is Casey Johnston, who's an associate writer with Ars Technica. Oh, by the way, that's a great resource for all of you who are wanting to dig a little more in depth into things that are of the digital nature. Casey, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Great to be here.
Thank you for being with us. You did a wonderful article about, you've done a number of them, but the one that I saw about Spotify, this new music service, was called Eager to Share But Doesn't Quite Know How, Hands-On with Spotify. First of all, can you tell our listeners what Spotify is?
Spotify is a music service that you can, the way you interact with it is basically it's almost like iTunes in that you can search for any song, mm-hmm. and when you find the song that you want, you can just basically play it right away without having to pay for it. It's a free service, and it's ad-supported.
Okay.
So it's like by-demand music service.
All right, and it has how does its library compare with some of the other ones out there, like, let's say, a Rhapsody or maybe a Pandora?
It's actually one of the largest. I believe they have about 15 million tracks.
Wow.
Logged away, which is a few million more. I think actually Napster might have them beat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely a sizable catalog.
Okay, so you can listen to all of those for free, but you got to put up with the ads. There are other services, though, aren't there? The premium services, I think, there's another couple tiers. What do they do?
Right. There are two tiers. There's you pay $5 a month or $10 a month, and they give you access to different features like the ability to pull down tracks that you don't own so that you can play them offline, and you can also put them on like your mobile phone.
Aha.
And,
okay.
Play them from there.
Okay. So is that essentially buying the music? Is that what you're doing then?
You're paying $5 to get access to the entire catalog, and you actually do have a limit on how many tracks you can pull down and hold on.
Okay, so it's kind of like one of those all-you-can-eat banquets.
Yeah.
You know, for $5, you get this part of the restaurant.
But yeah, but no takeout.
No takeout. That's exactly it. That's it. Okay, so for $10, do you get the takeout then?
Yes, you get, as many, I think the limit is something like 3,333 tracks that you can pull off of their service onto your computer, and then you don't even have to be connected to the internet in order to play these tracks.
Okay.
Are you allowed to burn the tracks to a CD? So if I want to use it at my cottage up north and I don't have a computer up there?
I don't know. I don't believe so. I think your only option for moving it off your computer is to put it on a device with the Spotify app, so either like an Android phone, an iPhone, or I think they might do Windows phones as well.
So is it DRM'd? Let me explain to our audience. DRM is digital rights management, which means that there is a code in there that allows it only to be able to be played on certain, for instance, applications like the Spotify application or devices.
I believe it is DRM. Like you can't sort of pull the file out of the application and then like put it wherever you want on a CD.
Okay. Then we had a little debate in here in our studio about people who like to listen versus people who like to own. So maybe the people who were in the studio who took those disparate positions can ask you some questions about that.
Yeah, I mean it seems to me that this is kind of like Pandora a little bit, is it? I mean.
No, Pandora is a sort of like online radio service. Like you can make your own stations based around a song, but then once you make the station, the songs that they're giving you, that they're feeding you, it's like completely up to them.
Because I was I'm sorry, go ahead.
This with Spotify, you can make your own playlist. Like with any song you can find on the service, you can just pull them right into a playlist that you want to make.
And that's the free part of it. The free, because I was thinking that maybe the free part of it was like more like the Pandora where, you know, you create a playlist.
No, it looks like the free part is you can access all these songs and just stream them down and play them, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So it is, because with Pandora, as you're saying, I have Pandora. Yeah. I pay for the yearly subscription. It's like $35. But as you said, Casey, when I start playing it, it will play me what it has in its library and what it assembles.
Right. They just sort of take the music selection out of your hands, and you can thumbs up and thumbs down on Pandora,
yep,
but you don't have complete agency.
It's kind of like radio stations in the sense of the radio station has a playlist. I used to be a jock, a disc jockey, and, you know, you have a certain playlist that you went through, and you didn't add to it. The music director did that, and so Pandora does that. But the difference with Spotify is, I guess, you can then listen to anything that's up there.
Now, on your playlist, were you able to play both types of music, both country and Western?
No, no.
Okay. But here's the question. That was supposed to be a question. Never mind.
I got it. Now, play those backwards.
The question I got for you, Casey, you said you have to have the Spotify application in order to play the music. Do you have to have an internet connection so it's constantly streaming, or do I download it to my digital device, and then, like, when I'm up at the cottage, I can, as long as I have the Spotify application on it, I can listen to it?
If you have one of the paid versions of Spotify and you've pulled some of Spotify's tracks into your playlist, those playlists will automatically sync to your mobile. So even if your mobile isn't connected to the internet, it'll be able to play any songs on those playlists.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
that's
excellent. Okay, so it does take me. How does it interface with something like iTunes, which is, I think, to my mind, in many ways, kind of the leader in this? Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I mean, that has the mind share, I think.
Well, between iTunes and Windows Media Player, you know, can you play that music in either one of those mediums, or is it strictly restricted to Spotify?
Actually, the Spotify application can replace some of the basic features of iTunes. When you download it and install it, it'll pull music from your iTunes folder into itself.
Ah.
You can play all of the music that you already own through Spotify, and you can sync that music to your phone through Spotify.
Now, did I see, Casey, I would think is in your article, that it's as simple as dragging the Spotify icon, in a Mac at least, just dragging it on top of your icon, the iTunes icon?
When I started my Spotify application up on my computer for the first time, I think it automatically just searched my computer for all of the music and just pulled it right in. I didn't even have to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is not a work in conjunction with. I think this is to replace iTunes. I mean, that's
there are some services that it can't replace. Like, you can't use it to buy music. You can't do TV shows, podcasts, those kinds of things. Yeah. Can't be pulled into Spotify.
But for music,
yeah, who needs to own music anymore? I mean, I don't want to own anything. I just want to listen to it.
Uh-huh.
If I'm on my phone or on my laptop. And I just want to listen, or in my car, I just want to listen to it. I don't need to own music anymore. So
Casey, are you convinced? I mean, has this turned you into a Spotify convert after you? Because I know you review at a number of these, or compared it to a number of other music services out there, including some that I had never heard of before.
Spotify is going to be a great resource for me when I suddenly get that itch to, like, listen to a song I haven't heard in years. I can just, like, hop on Spotify and search it, play it, it's free, and that's great.
Overseas, where Spotify first started at, is it very big with the younger generation? What sort of demographic is Spotify picked up?
It probably is popular with the younger generation just by dint of being associated with computers. But I think that the use is pretty widespread. It's extremely popular.
Do you still have to get an invite, by the way, to use the free version?
Yes, they are still working by the invite system. But they've given chunks of invites away to lots of different websites and celebrities, like, tweet about it, say, oh, you know, I have a zillion Spotify invites, just go to this, web address.
Will your bosses tear my heart out if I suggest that they also have some?
we did get a chunk of Spotify invites.
Yeah, I thought I saw an article in Ars Technica that said that they did have Spotify invites there. So I will repeat that then. And Casey, by the way, that is on our homepage, internetadvisor.net. Click on there. You can find the full article that Casey wrote about this music service, Spotify, and compared it to other ones. A great article, Casey. Well written. And then in addition to that, you can go to Ars Technica and look for one of those invites to Spotify and try it yourself. Thanks so much, Casey, for being with us. And we will be back in just a moment to talk about Lion. That's not the new pet at the zoo.